Middle D already knows that the 8 o'clock hour brings all the show's power. Because Big Willie tells the truth.
Man, I hate this.
And blows the ratings of our show.
Hardly.
Out the roof. It's a Big Willie and Little D show, our show.
My God, I hate this song. I can't wait for this thing to end. Oh, hello, Mr. Big Willie. How you doing this morning, sir?
I'm doing great. I just got great news.
What is that?
Mr. Deep Pocket said, we're going to continue my calling in, even on the River Talk.
Well, got sad news for you. No, we're not. So this is the last show. So how are you doing these days? What's going on with you? What are you upset about these days?
I'm not upset about nothing.
Well, it's been nice knowing you. Have a great day.
What's that?
It was nice knowing you, then. Have a great day, if nothing's upsetting you.
Oh, yeah. I seen one of those autonomous trucks this morning.
Oh, really? What was that like?
He actually let me over, and then I kind of went, like, I was like, I waved, and I looked, and there was, like, nobody there, and I was like, what? And it was kind of strange, actually. But yeah, it was pretty cool. It was pretty weird. So, that's about it.
Well, wait a minute. That's quite a story. So this truck, is it like a big one like yours, like a tractor-trailer thing, 18-wheeler?
Yeah. It was an 18-wheeler. Yeah, big full-box truck. But I noticed when it came up on me, it had like these black things on the side, the cameras and stuff all sticking all over it. Yeah, you could definitely tell a difference in a truck. It was stuff all over the thing.
All right. Now, how was the driving of the truck?
It looked fine to me. I mean, he was just cruising with it. Was just cruising along, and it was fine. I mean, it just went right down the road. That's the first time I've ever seen one pull up on me like that.
You know,
first time ever.
I thought I had read, and clearly I don't know your world with trucking, but I thought I had read that they still want a human being behind the wheel with these autonomous vehicles just in case.
They got to have to.
Well, but you didn't see anyone?
Yeah, there was somebody in there.
Oh, there was. Oh, okay. Well, then how do you know it was autonomous? How do you know he wasn't driving?
He wasn't driving. He was on his phone.
Well, you can be on... Well, you're on the phone with me as you're driving.
Yeah, but I'm not on the phone holding my phone. Oh. You know what I mean? I'm just sitting there.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, if you know anything about these autonomous trucks... what's the drawback? Because if there's no drawback, we don't need Mr. Big Willie.
Yeah, the drawback. Yeah, exactly. That's the drawback, is you ain't going to need a driver for him. You know what I mean? That's the biggest problem.
To me, that's a plus.
You don't need anybody to drive him.
Yeah.
That sucks. You know? Just like McDonald's and everybody else is putting all these automatic things in and stuff like that. You go to drive through, everything's AI. You call somewhere, it's AI. I call brokers now, and you got to ask them, are you real or are you not real? Yeah, and they got no answer to you, and they'll say, no, I'm AI. But they sound exactly like a human being.
Well, so what?
I mean, exactly like a human being.
So what? What isn't the only thing that matters is whether it does the job, whether it's a human being or AI?
Right. Yeah.
I mean, I'm not being a wise guy here.
It's no, because with AI, they can only answer so many questions. You know what I mean? And then you just waste your time. And they're like, oh, okay. And then you say, where are you at? And you're like, okay, are you able to take this load for X amount of money? And it's like, no, I want to get more. Oh, okay, well, hold on a second. And then they'll do it like three times, and they'll be like, well, let me get you to somebody.
Yeah.
You know, and then you're like, okay. And then time you get to somebody, you're tired of dealing with them.
Yep, sounds like Comcast.
It'll tell you to hang up and call back at a later time, or somebody will reach out to you, or something like that. It's such a pain in the butt.
Yeah.
I can't stand it.
Yeah.
So now I know, and I always ask them, I'm like, are you AI, or are you real, or... And it'll say, no, I'm a real person, or I know I'm AI. So it'll stay on there. But, yeah, I don't like it just because it takes jobs away from the people. And Anyhow, I guess we had a ceasefire, too, with old Trump, but you know how Israel is. They're like, well, it only counts in horseshoes and hand grenades, and so there are certain things that they don't want to do, and it doesn't make sense, but I think the stock market's responding. I've seen oil prices drop down a little bit, which is good for everybody. So the gas ought to start dropping down, which is going to help out. Like today, I had to put $650 in my truck, which usually costs me about $400.
Wow.
So it's a lot of money. For a while, I was fueling up 100 gallons for $350. And not anymore. $650. It's a big hit. Huge hit.
Trump has blown it. Trump has blown it. He had everything going his way for a great. What is that noise I'm hearing? What the hell are you doing now? What is that?
Me?
Yeah, what's that noise?
I'm doing whatever I want.
Oh yeah, what is that?
It's this noise here? It's me crushing the ratings.
What a joke. I can't wait. I can't wait to end this thing today. I cannot wait to delete this stupid song. I can't wait.
Contraire.
Honest to God,
just
I cannot
everybody,
wait.
Everybody will be able to hear me Monday through Friday now, or Monday through Wednesday on the river at 8 o'clock. I'll be calling in every morning still.
No one's going to answer. Mr. Big Willie, you don't understand. No one's going to answer.
And then Big Willie,
do you not understand this?
Big Willie's going to have a show.
Yes.
Big Willie's show will be on Saturday night, from 7 to 10.
Copying Johnny O. Copying Johnny O. Trying to rip him off. That's exactly what you're doing.
No,
it's a house party. It's a tailgate party. It's the same thing. Everybody knows you're ripping off Johnny O.
You can't copy.
Hello? 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 What happened to him? Well, this is great radio again. Gee. Wow, everybody loves this. My God in heaven. I wonder if he ran into that autonomous truck. Or if the autonomous truck ran into him. Oh, wouldn't that be awesome? I mean, nobody being hurt, of course. Well, of course, nobody would be hurt, the autonomous truck. But, oh, wait a minute. I think he's back. Hello, Big Willie.
Yeah.
Yeah, what happened? Did the autonomous truck run into you?
Nah, I can tell you what happened.
What happened?
My common law wife, Christy Kidwell.
Yeah.
Just pulled up here and hooked their Bluetooth on with the van, and then she shut the car off and hung up the phone call.
Wait a minute. I thought you were calling me from your Freightliner or Cascadia 125.
I am.
Wait a minute.
Well, I'm filling the cooler up. I'm here at the Speedway by my house, and she comes and fills up my cooler, my refrigerator, and stuff like that.
So we could have had her on instead of you with the Bluetooth magic.
Yeah, here. Hold on a second.
She there? Let me talk with her.
Hold on.
I love talking. I want to
leave. Say hi, Dimitri.
Hello.
Hi, Christy. What do you see in this loser?
He's not a loser.
No, I know. He's there, so we can talk later. So what are you up to, Christy? What's it like being a common law wife to Mr. Big Willie? Hello?
Interesting.
What's it like? A typical day, what's it like if you don't have to call the cops?
I should have asked her a bunch of questions.
Well, I was asking her a bunch of questions, and all I was getting was this and, this in return, a bunch of crickets here. Is she that afraid of you? She doesn't even want to talk?
She said you got to answer.
What?
She says she's not good at answering it.
Well, that's because she's afraid of you. That protection from abuse order, believe me, we have copies of it here, Mr. Big Willie. We've got copies.
Yeah.
We've got the copies. Nah.
Tell
record.
Baby, there's nothing like that. She knows better.
Yeah, tell. Oh, hey! Oh, my God! Oh, my God! Tell him, baby. Oh, yeah, she knows better. I'll bet she does. Jesus, yeah. H, I can't believe I'm having this conversation. Thank God this is over. Anyway, you finally got out. Let's wrap up. Let's wrap up everything here. Are you moving to Belmont County? Are you selling your house in Guernsey?
I'm selling my house, but no, I haven't bought one yet. I am trying to find one.
Did you get in touch with Kathy O? The way to go? Did you talk with Kathy O?
No.
I recommended her.
I got Tyler Fox.
Not for Belmont County
and
real estate. Are you kidding me?
And real estate services.
Oh, for heaven's
sake. And real estate services.
You need Kathy O. She's the way to go.
I got what? Fairview Log Homes. And I'm telling you, if you use them other companies you see down there in Morristown and stuff, and you go look at these guys, for the money they charge you down there at them other places, the ones you see all the time, you're going to be, like, ecstatic when you see the craftsmanship and the total difference and the service you get from the start to finish. And that is no joke. I'm trying to buy some property. I like to build my own house. So
where are you buying the property? Where are you buying it?
Tim Yoder.
Where?
I'm looking everywhere right now. I got my eye on a few things. So
how much land?
I'm just out there. I don't know. A couple of them are like 10, 15 acres.
Wooded? Wooded?
That
means, does that mean they have trees? Wooded?
Yeah. Oh, wooded. Lord. Yeah. They got trees and stuff.
Trees and stuff is good. Do you get the mineral rights? Yeah. Do you get the stuff?
Forget. I got mineral rights now of mine. So anybody wants to buy mine can, come on, and I'll make them a deal on the mineral rights too. It makes pretty decent money a month, but I'll make them a deal on it if they want to buy it. There's a lot of money to go, so
all right.
Cash is king.
Yeah.
The neighbor just sold his house. Yeah, it was on the market for a week and a half. So
undervalued.
Tell me
with these log homes, how do they avoid? I'm not joking. I'm dead serious. I grew up in the city in Pittsburgh. I have no earthly idea about log homes. How do they avoid termites?
Termites treatment, and that's another thing Fairview Log Homes has. You know I mean,
termites.
Just because it says log homes, they do maintenance on the homes too, and in their log homes. So if you get a log home, you can also get service plans with them where they come out and and seal your logs up and spray stuff. And it's just all just like Orkin or somebody come out, but they use seasoned lumber and seasoned logs. And they treat them with certain stuff, and it keeps the termites out. But, I mean, I don't think anything is guaranteed not to get a termite or an ant in it. You know?
Yeah. Especially
you just
gotta
spray everything just like you would your regular house. You know, like I sprinkle dust around my house for fleas, ticks, Dimitris, and termites.
I am so glad this is coming to an end. I am so glad. Okay, you got about
until
a minute.
Monday at 8:00.
That ain't going to happen. You got about a minute left to finally wrap it up, put a big bow on it, and you got about a minute. So my microphone is yours. All kidding aside, it was great. You're a good man. I appreciate everything that you've done for us. So quickly, wrap it up here and start sucking up your clients one last time. Hurry up.
Oh, you were really boring right there. Anyhow, thanks, Dimitri, Jesus, for having me on my show. And glad I could help out my show. And I'll see everybody on Saturday nights in April there, April 25th. We'll be doing 7 to 10. But go to TylerFalkAuctions.com, FalkAuctions.com, F-A-U-L-K. Check out his big sale he's got coming up. He's got a bird and glass sale coming up. They have a big consignment sale in May. And Fairview Log Homes. Go to fairviewloghomes.net, N-E-T, Fairview Log Homes, and give Tim a call, and they will design whatever you want from start to finish. You won't be disappointed. Some of the nicest people I've ever bugged in my life, and I bugged them at the Chamber of Commerce show, and they finally gave in to old Big Willie, So we need to help them out. They're good people. They travel. They do great work. And I appreciate everybody that's called in and helped out with me on the show and came about been a part of Dimitri. And I'm glad we can help him out to where he's getting a pay raise and moving over to the big time now on the River Talk. Signing off from my daily show is Big Willie. Big Willie is out.